The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. Gentlemen, I'm getting more and more frustrated here. Steve, did you come up with that article?
I did, and I was just about to mention that it's not a reliable source. Sorry. It's came from The Guardian, and I'm looking at it, and there's emissions. Other countries aren't even listed, so I'm going to do a little bit better research. Okay. And the numbers, I don't buy them, so I'm not going to repeat them. I just don't buy it. The United States in education, in math, reading, and science is very, very far down there. And this article was saying anything but that, so I don't buy it. And China was left off the list, which China is very high on the list of as far as academia. And so I'm not buying the numbers, so I'm not going to repeat them.
Okay. All right. Got I appreciate that. But you see how confusing it would be for you to send that story over, me try to read it, and while trying to do the show, and then make comment on it.
No problem.
It can't be done unless I just shut the microphone off and I tell you guys take over the show until I read the whole damn thing to realize that, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. Well, here's something that isn't fake news. Chris Menahan over at Information Liberation, and even Julian Assange piped in on this one. CIA officers flood into Democratic Party for 2018 midterms. Where does this information come from? Well, from the people, the World Socialist website. And this is what they've said. An extraordinary number of former intelligence and military operatives from the CIA, Pentagon, National Security Council, and State Department are seeking nomination as Democratic candidates for Congress in the 2018 midterm elections. The potential influx of military intelligence personnel into the legislature has no precedent in U.S. political history. If the Democrats capture a majority in the House of Representatives on November 6, as widely predicted, candidates drawn from the military intelligence apparatus will comprise as many as half of the new Democratic members of Congress. They will hold the balance of power in the lower chambers of Congress. Case in point, Alyssa Slotkin, she's a former CIA operative with three tours in Iraq, who worked as an Iraq director for the National Security Council in the Obama White House, and as a top aide to John Negroponte, the first director of national intelligence. After her deep involvement in U.S. war crimes in Iraq, Slotkin moved to the Pentagon, where as a principal deputy assistant secretary of defense for international security affairs, her areas of responsibility include drone warfare, homeland defense, and cyber warfare. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC, has designated Slotkin as one of the top candidates, part of the so-called Red to Blue program targeting the most vulnerable Republican-held seats, in this case, the 8th Congressional District of Michigan, which includes Lansing and Brighton. The House seat for the district is now held by two-term Republican Representative Mike Bishop. Now, one quarter of all Democratic challengers in this competitive House districts have military intelligence, State Department, or NSC backgrounds. This is by far the largest subcategory of Democratic candidates. National security operatives, there's 57. Outnumber state and local government officials, 45 are lawyers, 35 corporate executive and businessmen and wealthy individuals, 30 among other professionals, and 19 among the candidates for Democratic congressional nominations. Now, this military intelligence candidates are disproportionately favored by the party apparatus and encouraged to run in districts that are most likely takeover targets. Military intelligence candidates account for 10 of the 22 districts selected for the most high-profile attention as part of the Red to Blue program, or nearly half of them. In some cases, military intelligence candidates have amassed huge campaign war chests that effectively shut out any potential rivals, an indication that the financial backers of the Democratic Party have lined up behind them. Everybody was asking the question, well, the Democrats, they've just blown themselves up. We don't have anybody. Hillary's gone. Who do we put up there next? Well, they're, again, working on the infrastructure, folks. They're working from the bottom up. They're not working from the top down. It would have been double plus good to have Hillary Clinton in there as president. Well, most assuredly, that would have made things a lot easier. But they realize the vulnerability of any structured organization. You always work from the bottom up. And then you have when you can garner the support from the top down. And that's the old Hegelian dialectic, pressure from above, pressure from below. Now, Abigail Spanberger, seeking the Democrat nomination in a district of the suburbs of Richmond, Virginia, has the following declaration at the top of her campaign website. She said, after nearly a decade serving in the CIA, I'm running for Congress in Virginia's 7th District to fight for opportunity, equality, and security for all Americans. Wow. Part of an organization that did more to destabilize and kill millions of people. This woman wants to run for Richmond, Virginia, and the nomination down there. She said, my previous service as law enforcement officer, a CIA officer, and community volunteer has taught me the value of listening. Well, hear this, Abigail. You know, gentlemen, I'm frustrated because I'm not seeing the better minds coming out with better ideas here. And I'm... go ahead.
I'm just going to say, let's attack one of your frustrations. How about putting out that phone number and the address for donations? I mean, that's creeping up on your backside.
And that's
not a good thing.
No, and it just never stops. It never stops. We finally have people, God bless the guy in Canada that admitted he was listening for 6, 7, 8 years, never donated, and now he's donating, and he encouraged people to donate. There's a large portion of this audience that has either no interest, they got to have a little money because it takes, you got to pay that internet bill every month. How are you listening to the program? You know, you don't have a tin can stuffed up against your ear and over to the speaker in your neighbor's house. Go ahead. Right. Go ahead, guys.
There's no donation that's too small, from what I imagine. So I don't know if John just took off on the phone there or what. But, yeah, anything can help the network. To keep interesting news, interesting opinions, and everything else on the air. And you have hosts like Steve Elkins that has his Sunday. You want to mention something about that, Steve?
Yeah, every Sunday. It's called Off the Beaten Path, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm just thankful that John gave me an opportunity to voice my opinion. I started off on a little small LP station nearby where Ron is. And, you know, it... I'm just happy to have the opportunity to speak my opinion, my voice, my opinions. And I'm actually getting some new callers into the show. So by word of mouth, the network is getting new listeners, and I appreciate that. It's a sharp network, and I'm proud to be associated with this network. So I got to say that.
I understand you got some accolades. this last time.
Yeah, this last show, I did a feel good show. John and I talked about it a couple weeks ago, and I did a show 2 weeks ago on becoming a U.S. citizen. I actually have a neighbor that moved here from Peru, and you know, we talk about a lot of things here on the network, a lot of doom and gloom, and I decided to do a feel good show, one of those human interest stories of a person who's doing everything by the book and the right way to become a U.S. citizen, and he invited me to the ceremony.
I'm not. I'm sorry, gentlemen. I thought my mic was still closed.
I'm taking his oath. And it was just a really nice show. And I did a little follow-up yesterday on some things that I didn't want to rain on his parade. He's a great guy, next-door neighbor. But there were some things that I really was bothered by, and I talked about on Sunday for the first part of the show. But overall, you know, here's a guy that was discouraged for a little while in that he had a sponsorship. He was brought here by his company who started a business here. And the company went out of business, which left him high and dry. So now I have to start all over again with the sponsorship and try to find a way to stay here and play by the rules. And he did it. And he was successful. Finally, he is a U.S. citizen now. So I did want to bring something to the table, not just a doom and gloom show every week of all the nasty, bad things that are happening out there, but an actual really good human interest story. So, but I think that's going to be one and far in between. Because I don't see those happening very often. Unfortunately, we got to come in here and talk about the truth and you know, government corruption. If I ever come in and I say I've got nothing to talk about, well, then the government became honest and there is no corruption. And I don't see that happening, Ron. So that was my feel good show, and I'm very happy I got to do it because it's probably not going to happen again.
Well, you know, I've thought often about what the real major problems are here in the United States. And, of course, the money issue is apparent to most listeners. But there are other things that has caused this country to lose its way, and that is the administrative law process where we are all regulated. Regulating is by a king or a sovereign, and we are regulated. And this is one of the things that I admire Donald Trump for, because for every regulation is passed, he destroys two of them. And the other aspect of it is the administrative law aspect. Administrative law is where we are placed below centralized government, where we no longer have access to our common law rights. We no longer have access to actually a common law court because of administrative law. It supersedes the common law in this country. So with that, we've lost our inalienable rights. If American people were to wake up and, first of all, understand what their rights really are, and they don't come in those first eight amendments. They come in that ninth and tenth amendment. They preceded the Constitution. If they were to wake up to that and understand that they are the majesty of this country and they're the ones that are supposed to be ruling it, this whole thing, if they could wake up, this whole thing would go away overnight.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ron, did Reaganomics, did that trickle down Reaganomics, did that actually include deregulation?
I don't, I'll be honest, I'm ignorant of whether it did or didn't.
Okay, I'm just curious. John, are you there still?
Yeah,
John?
I'm here. Dennis,
Did Reaganomics...
I heard the question, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. Dennis in Florida. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, John.
Hi.
And hello, Ron, Steve. I call Mike Gravel show up, and I can swear that the full screen, it was you, John, and wonder whether you were doing double duty.
No, that was actually the guy that was subbing for my normal guy on the first shift, and that's Dan. Sam was doing the show today.
He sounded just like you, John. I says, holy geez. You know, I just want to let you know, I sent in a $200 donation to PayPal. Do you guys lose anything on PayPal when I send it in that way?
$1.298. They charge 3%.
Okay, I'm going to have to find a better way to get it to you, but I just sent $200 into you.
Dennis, we're always working in emergency mode, so a couple of bucks for a fee for processing that is not that big of a deal because it's fast. It shows up immediately. Dennis, I just learned the other day that for some reason, our credit card machine, if we would put in all the stuff prior to the batch out, in other words, it would take all the information and dump it in the in our bank. And if we did that before it did its little timeout and sent over the data batch, that the funds were available the following day. Now it takes more than 24 hours, sometimes up to 36 hours. So everybody has been slowing the transfer of funds down. So PayPal is still one of the fastest ways in which we can get that. I mean, if people make a credit card donation, say if they made it today, the batch is already gone for today, so I punch it in tomorrow. It batch out tomorrow, wouldn't be available until Wednesday.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to let you know I sent something in, John. I had promised to do it a couple of days ago, but things were a little tight around here. But listen, I was a daily baller, okay? Mm. And this is to all you people listening out there that used to tune into the Daily Ball. I got all my information from that website, and they put up with my input on it, and that was my link to finding out a lot of information. When that disappeared, I discovered your channel, and it's been invaluable to me. It's the only way that I know what's going on. There's been a lot of false prophets, so to speak, along the way, but from what I have heard on your programs, you guys speak directly to the truth. And you speak the truth as much as the next T-shirt I'm going to have printed up. You know what that's going to say?
What's that?
If guns kill people, cars drive drunk.
That sounds reasonable to me. Dennis,
besides you, Ed, John, I want to send you one.
Okay.
<All right. laughs> What size do you wear?
Well, it depends. If your mediums run small, a large. If your larges run big, then a medium.
Okay.
All right.
Will do, John. God bless and hang in there, pal, all right?
Thank you, Dennis.
Bye now.
Folks, we're only talking about $11,500 to run an entire network for a month. And I appreciate all those that are supporting us right now, but there are many of you out there that have the ability to make donations to this network, and you can see that we're diligently and earnestly trying to come up with things like Front Sight, a $25,000 membership for a $500 donation. That is unheard of, absolutely unheard of, a lifetime membership that never runs out, that you can will that to the next generation. Once you shuffle off the mortal coil, you've been trained up enough, you can actually pass that membership off to a family member or a friend or whatever. We're doing the iwantmyfreepower.com, and I don't know exactly how that's going on, but it's slow as well. So anything that we're putting up there to generate funds for the network is not exactly at catapult, I'm flying off the deck here into the stratosphere. It's not taking off as fast as I would like it to, and it's going to take some time. In the meantime, folks, we need your dollars for support to keep the damn doors open. Otherwise, you're going to end up with one network left and a smattering of people that don't have the wherewithal to do an entire network. They have a website, they do a radio program, or they bring on some of their friends to do radio, and then they call themselves a network. It is not. A network is this. A full lineup of live programming, not 99 repeats of the same show in the same month. Okay, there is a live lineup going on 24/7, all right? It has satellite. It has internet. It has archives. It has all of those elements that make up a radio network. And people, I quit trying to tell people to keep trying to call me a radio station. Used to piss me off to no end. Because a radio station is just that. It is a station that broadcasts a signal. We don't broadcast any signal out of this network. We have the programming that go to the places that broadcast. But people, I've tried to educate them the difference between network and radio. They weren't listening to me then. I'm about out of patience here. I'm looking at the end of this country, and I only see two networks left. And if the people don't support this one, you can say bye-bye to John Stadtmiller and the whole crew that this network represents. Jeez.
American Opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Lord, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see.
Wayne in Texas, you're up. Hello, Wayne. Wayne, are you there?
I'm John, how you doing?
There he is. Hi. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, sir. Pretty good. Had a question for Ron to get him, moving this evening, but I wanted to touch base on a couple issues real quick. I was kind of curious, when you talked to Tom DeWeese, did you get a sense that he understands that there can be no real property rights under this current fiat system?
Well,
because we talked about it last week, where FRNs don't grant any rights, title, and interest to properties. Just kind of curious what.
Well, and again, to be fair, he's sending me his book, and I'm going to read his book to find out what Tom really knows or what he's willing to admit to, because he ran in the circles of what was the guy's name, Mike, that died of cancer here last year? Was it Ron Coleman, was it? I think his name was Coleman. At any rate, he was the lightning rod. He was the steadfast one on Agenda 21 and all of its outcroppings. Well, he's gone now. He's more than familiar with, and he's palling around with Ed Griffith. Ed Griffith wrote the War and Peace novel, size novel on banking. You know, so it isn't. You know, this is what I'm saying, Wayne. I do not understand. I do not understand that so many people know what the major problem, the number one obstacle of employment, of even paying a tax. How can you pay any taxes if you don't have any money? Well, that's because we don't have money. We have debt script, and that's all we've got. And nobody, evidently, in Washington, D.C., gives a damn because they keep voting to raise their I Want to Spend It fund. They'll raise the ceiling, the debt ceiling, as they call it. Well, that's just adding more debt, and guess what? That's not interest-free. There's more juice running on the debt that they keep piling up. So nobody, Wayne, is willing to take this thing on. And without it, I can guarantee you one thing. As sure as I'm sitting here, Wayne, on this 12th day of March, 2018, at 7:26 p.m. Central Time, if we do not do this, we're going to have an armed revolution, and I don't like the odds on that one.
No, I have to agree with you right there. But, well, yeah, I just wanted to get kind of curious about that. But one thing for Steve also, talking about California and all this debt, I was wondering if he was familiar with these the second set of books that nobody ever gets to see, and the state has it, the county, each city, school district. That's called a comprehensive annual financial report.
what the state owns and feigning that they don't have the money. Well, and to be honest with you, Wayne, I don't know that even the state's assets have enough to cover their shortfalls. It very well may be that they were told just to keep your mouth shut, let's not discuss this publicly, because that's going to be our little slush fund to help us slug our way through this until we can find some viable economic solutions.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking that, these communists out there, I'm sure they're looting those funds mightily left and right, but it would make for some interesting discussions if that was brought out on the public airwaves, and if Steve has some friends out there about to get waxed for more taxes, they might be very interested.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of leveraging going on right now. You know, like I said, robbing Peter to pay Paul. Ron, would you agree with that? A lot of leveraging going on?
Yeah. But again, I'm always thinking about what is the value of the Federal Reserve note? Nothing but the confidence of the American people. It's, you know, we're playing a fantasy game.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Okay. But I'd look into Walter Burian. He was the guy that uncovered this thing, and not sure if he does interviews anymore, but if you got a couple hours there on a Sunday, you might want to lounge around and you inform some people. So just a thought. Last thing. This is for Ron. Something's kind of bothered me for quite a while, and I'm just kind of curious. What is the legal principle at work that allows one federal judge, either honest or crooked, to overturn the will of the people on, like, something they voted in or a presidential executive order or some type of federal regulation that may affect something like ICE? You know, Congress puts in a regulation for ICE or something, that one judge in Hawaii or somewhere has the power to overturn, you know, it has that kind of power. It just says, you know, we know it's not constitutional, but what other alleged legal principles at work here?
Well, the actual, you have to understand the nature of the court. Is it an Admiralty Maritime Court, Commerce Court? And if it is, the latitude is quite distant. So that's where it is. In a common law court, which every state was founded on except for Louisiana, you can't do that. You have to go by fundamental principles, and they're very tight and narrow. So it's the commerce jurisdiction that allows it.
Okay, so his ability has more power than a presidential executive order?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, in that, because he determines, by his ruling, he determines the defining of the law. That's what his determination does.
But executive order is not a law, it's just a policy.
No, or policy. But he's the one that will determine it.
He is the one.
He gets a definition, is what I'm saying.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Wayne. Got to go to break. Jerry, Brewhouse, others, you'll be up after the bottom of the hour break here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Jerry in Chicago, you're up next. Hello, Jerry.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you very much for taking my call. And, John, I hope you could talk to Julie maybe tomorrow morning when she comes in, gets her coffee, gets ready to go. She could tap that ATM card for $400, and then if she could do that every 4 weeks, that would be great. You wouldn't mess up my bookkeeping.
Okay. She does not do that. I do, and she's not here in the morning. She gets here at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon and leaves about 6:30 or so. I would love to have her full-time, but I don't have the money to pay a full-time secretary. So some of that duty is relegated to me.
All right. Well, then, anytime tomorrow, and if you could just keep it going every 4 weeks after that, that's a guaranteed $400 a month.
Jerry, have you tallied up how much money you've given this network?
I keep a slight track of it, but I just started giving in 2014. In fact, on my birthday in 2014.
That's been 4 years.
It's up around $30,000.
Yeah, I heard the other host going, and you didn't hear it. They went, "Wow!" And the reason I ask you this, Jerry, if you have been more than gracious, you have been forthcoming in your support. If it wouldn't have been for a few people like yourself that have given money consistently to this network, we would have already been gone. And what I'm so pissed off about, everybody is saying how much they love us, and I'm not picking on the guy from Canada, so please don't misunderstand what I'm about ready to say. He said on air that I've been listening for 6-8 years, never donated a penny. Well, I'm donating to you now, and I am most appreciative of that. But how many of you out there are going to be willing to sit by, watch Johnny Boy cook his brain out, expire of a heart attack, and then say, oh, isn't that too bad? RBN's gone. And then they just move on to the next or move out of the country. Who gives a crap? Because this is the only place that I call home, and this is worth fighting for. If it's not worth a few lousy dollars to support what we're doing, then what the hell am I doing here?
No, you know what, John, I hear you, and I always go back to what one of your hosts said years ago, is that if you have gained some knowledge from listening to RBN, what would you pay for that knowledge? And, you know, I watch these kids go to school for 4 years, they get out and they can't find a job, and they're straddled with $80,000 to $120,000 in debt, and they don't know where the money's going to come from. And they don't have, they only have what they've been taught, which isn't the truth. So, I look at, this has been an eye-opening experience and a learning experience for me, and you've got a great deal of hosts over there. They all don't talk the same subject or anything else like that. I've loved Jennifer Daniels since the day you've had her on. In fact, long before that, because Deanna Spangola used to interview her every several months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got hosts like that, and Steve is a big addition to your show. And you always got Ron on Monday to throw a legal question to. So, you know, you got the pick of the crop. I think you got all good hosts. There might be one that I really don't care for, but I'm not going to muddy up the water.
Thank
and say
you.
Any names
or threaten to pull your support because there's one host out of all the hosts we have that they don't like, and that's another trick. And usually I get this from people that just want to bitch about things, but they don't donate, and I can always tell who they are because they'll threaten in an email or a voicemail, and they'll say, well, this person said that, and I'm not going to support your network. No, you've never donated one thin dime. You're a keyboard warrior, or you're just a mouthy little turd, and you've done nothing anyhow, and chances are you're on the other side just there to harass us.
Well, look at it from this point of view. You get 99 good points of information, then you get one, and that's going to throw your whole opinion off about a network? Give me a break.
Well, I mean, why don't we just get down to John's hasn't been 100% perfect. So because John's in error, I don't see any reason to support somebody that's in error. You see how insane this gets, Jerry?
Yes, I do. And, you know, if I could just change this for a second, I'd like to run something by Steve. My mom just had hip replacement surgery last Wednesday, and they over-medicated her. I forgot the name of the drug, but I looked it up on my phone, and it was an opioid drug for pain medication.
Mm. Was it fentanyl? Was it fentanyl?
It wasn't fentanyl. It was a Tamadrol.
Oh, Tamadrol. I think it's Tamadrol.
Okay. She couldn't eat it or hold any food down for 2 days and throwing up after hip replacement surgery, 94 years old, and blah, 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 and not getting anything in your system. I went and visited her yesterday, and she was just like, how could they do that? You know, couldn't they take into consideration my size, my weight, my age, anything? I says, Ma, I says, they don't care. I says, they look in a book, and they say, oh, this is how much we got to give her. They don't give you a little bit. And then if you need a little more, maybe a little more after that. They overdose you.
They don't have time. Yeah. They don't have time to do that sort of thing.
Yeah. Jerry, let me give you a little advice of what I learned from a long time ago from one of my mentors in critical care. And it takes a while to figure this all out. Critical care is the top echelon. It's like the Indy 500 as far as I'm concerned. And ER, I'm not going to discount them either. But I learned a little thing that somebody taught me a long time ago is that you can give more, but you can't take away. And I follow that philosophy with narcotics and cardiac medications or any kind of sedation medicine. You can always give more, but you can't take away. And when it comes down to elderly, it's I'm sorry to say, but you got to look at the big picture here. Like I said, I don't know how old your mother is, but you know, you can always give a little bit more, but sometimes you can go too far with the dose. And I think that's where a nurse has to use some common sense to say, you know, I can give more, but I can't take it away.
Yeah.
And it makes common sense to me.
Yeah.
You know,
that's very good. In fact, I'm going to start applying that after work when I crack my first beer.
There you go. More is not
with that, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Appreciate it, Jerry. You know, I just sat here and did some quick figuring. And he said about $30,000 over 4 years. That's $625 a month.
Wow.
We've had some people that have stepped forward and given us large donations because it was either we got a large donation or lights out. Folks, I'm not complaining and I'm not singing the blues here. I'll do this for another 26 years if I have to. But I can't do it under this level of stress. Either you want it or you don't. Vote with your dollar. I'm going to count the votes, and at the end of the day, the votes don't match up with what we have to pay out. I'll pull the plug. I can't do it anymore. I cannot do it anymore. I'm burned out. And people will do this. They'll keep riding a sweaty little pony until the damn thing dies of exhaustion, collapses on its under its own dead weight. And they'll just go get another little pony to ride. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're running out of ponies. There's only two networks left. And now we have the people out there scrubbing the internet. If they've got an internet radio show, I do not guarantee that they are going to be on the air. We have hate crime laws out there right now that really haven't been instituted, but that's exactly what you're starting to see happen. Whether it's on Facebook, on YouTube, it's going to go to the internet. It will be all over the place. So when you're sitting there in the dark, scared out of your damn mind, and you don't know where the next hit's coming, think of me. Chicago Brew House. Go. I'm sorry. What?
I think Dennis said it right off. He says, RBN is the only place I can go to get truth, information. He tried the Daily Paul, but when they were closed, he had no place to go, and he found RBN, and that's why he became a listener and an avid member of RBN.
You know, I can literally sit here and watch numbers drop on the internet when I start talking about funds for this network. Because somewhere down in their deep recesses of their cockles of their heart two sizes too small, they're not going to sit and listen because they don't want to feel bad or feel guilty because they got the ability. They just don't want to. So if I'm not here to hear it, it's out of mind, out of sight. Nothing to see here. Move on. Well, let's see what happens when you don't have a country left. Where the hell are you going to go then? Enjoy your hidey hole under the closest rock you can find. Because you pop your head out from under that rock, the forces that be are going to be hunting for you. They'll be looking for you. And when they take you, don't tell you, I didn't tell you so. Chicago Brew, how you guys doing?
Alrighty, sir. Quite a hot topic tonight. Topics.
Well, I'm just, I'm having a moment that, damn it, I'm frustrated as all get out.
Yeah. Well, real Americans know where there's a will, there's a way, and we never give up. I mean, there is no giving up. We get knocked down, we get back up. You know, we are, you know, onward and upward. That's how we are. I mean, that's how we're supposed to be. They're trying to get us to where they kill our spirit, and they try and kill us through the food, the drugs, the air, you know.
Okay, let me stop you and ask you a question here. With all the fear porn, with all the crap that people have been listening to year in and year out, day in and day out, do you think maybe people are worn down to the point where they're throwing up their hands? They're going, you know what? I give up.
Well, that's what they did to Australia and other countries. You know, that's how they got Australia's guns. They did what they're doing here with all the fear porn,
to Australians to a point where they just said, okay, fine, go ahead, take our guns. And when they once they did that, did you ever hear the story where Australia never had laws about breaking entry to their homes? But then when they took away the guns, there were so many home invasions that they had to make a new law about breaking and entering into homes, home invasions.
And so one of the fundamental things in this country, you know, it's supposed to we're supposed to have a Republican form of government, not to be confused with what sports itself as being Republican nowadays. A Republican form of government was a constitutional government. And I keep looking at my screen. What's your first name?
Just call me Brew.
Okay.
B-R-E-W, Brew.
All right. No name, no talkie. Next up, Fred.
Hey, guys.
Fred, is Fred your real name?
It is.
Well, tell Brew. I'm not taking any more calls from somebody that doesn't want to give their first name. All right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Jesus. Yeah, we're gonna win this one, boy, with somebody that doesn't want to even give their first name. Whoa, that's really hanging it out there, ain't it? Yeah. God almighty.
Who is that? Who are you referencing?
Not you.
I even gave the board up my official number because I wanted to speak with the guy from Saturday Night. Frank in Utah called last week, John, regarding the MSO. So I did a little due diligence.
MSO.
Yeah, that's the essentially the birth record, the manufacturer's statement of origin for
an automobile. Right, okay, all right.
Okay, and so my comprehension of that process to address the issue specifically with Ron, it's a transaction, and like all transactions, it's contractual. And since it is contractual, it's valid if and only if the principal tenets of a valid contract are consummated, first one of which is full disclosure. So when the dealership, via their so-called attorney in fact, deliberately withhold the intel regarding the MSO being covertly transferred to the DMV of the state of whatever, and that's the true actual title of ownership of that property. So that's done covertly without the purchaser's, the customer's informed consent authorization. So full disclosure, principal tenant is violated. And so I would think the way to correct a fraudulent transaction would be through the dealership by virtue of that attorney, in fact, in that process. And then, if necessary, going to the Attorney General and forcing the DMV to hand over, relinquish the MSO, because they're not the rightful owners. Okay, whether it was financed or it was paid in cash is irrelevant. In fact, if it were financed, the promissory note that the presumed valid contracting borrower creates with their authorized their autograph as an authorized signature, that promissory note is a cash deposit that funds the so-called loan at that so-called institution, bank, credit union, whatever. So doesn't matter if it's not paid for in, quote, FRN, legal tender cash. The promissory note is just as good according to the Uniform Commercial Code. So it was, no matter how you look at it, it's fraudulent. It's intrinsically fraudulent. And all anyone has to do is pursue that angle through those channels. And I would think the Attorney General, and from my perspective, is where I'm going to proceed. I'm not going to waste time with DMV because they're going to play dumb. So I'm going to go with this knowledge to the Attorney General office face to face. Okay, damn it. It's a transaction, right? It's contractual, right? Why, how come the dealerships, all of them, have this silent, a nefarious covert agreement with the attorney in fact, with the DMV state of Michigan at all? Okay, Attorney General, this looks like racketeering. Mm-hmm. This looks like fraud, extortion, and racketeering. Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Fred, there are things in this society that people should understand and don't understand. For example, the same situation happens with your birth certificate. It is given to the Department of Commerce, and they own it because it is a certificate, and they own the commodity on that certificate. Same thing with the certificate of manufacture. We know in 1933, all property is in ownership of the state, and we as people merely get the use of it, but we're not really people, we're persons. So yeah. This is what we're dealing with.
Yeah, we're corporate entities, right? And with that original birth record, Ron, didn't they create a security asset that's traded on Wall Street? And
absolutely,
the number on the original birth record, I have learned, I haven't done this myself, I got to do it. But that number, I can supposedly call a brokerage firm and ask them for the present-day value of this corporate trust bond identified by this number off my original birth record. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, your certificate of birth is nothing more than a stock certificate held by whoever possesses it. And in this case, it's the Department of Commerce.
Oh, man.
You see it differently, Ron, at that point?
Ron, is this all in your book that I haven't read?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember if it is or isn't. But definitely, we're fooling ourselves if we think we have any wealth or we have the ability to transact or contract. And that is a basis of a common law society under Republic, the right of contract. We don't contract. We give nothing over in our transaction, and you need a consideration, and that has to be a valuable consideration.
Oh, Ron, and that's why John, when he elucidated the Cheyenne State Wyoming Legislature, HB 103, the gold-silver coinage legal tender act that apparently still has to be approved by the Cheyenne-Wyoming Senate. That's the first step, isn't it, right there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think John is right on the right direction about issuing U.S. Treasury notes against all Federal Reserve notes.
And they should just be replaced. It would just be a simple switch out. Put that stuff, pack it up on a pallet, send it back to them. And if they give us any guff about transforming it, okay, we're going to pay off the national debt. You guys are credit freaks. We're just going to make up one gigantic big coin, and it's going to be worth $100 trillion. Here you go. Payment in full. Goodbye.
Yeah. Hey, and, John, we had silver certificates redeemable for silver dollars, right?
Yes.
That's historic fact. And it's also historic fact, fellas, that 1911, Werner Sombart, the Jews in Modern Capitalism, boldly declared that all things monetary, economic, fiduciary, including money creation, credit creation, emanates from their Talmud. Well, hey guys, to me that means they're the ultimate culprits responsible for the so-called national debt predicated upon FRNs, wouldn't you say?
The national debt is an illusion. It's, again, created by fictitious notes that have absolutely no value to them.
Yeah, but
that's the typical defining of what slavery is to labor for that which has no value whatsoever. That's slavery.
Yeah, pretty much. And we've got to move on here. Fred, I appreciate your call today. And in the future, when you call into this program, you'll be speaking to Henry O'Rourke. because I'm in fear that the government might discover who I am and what I'm talking about. You know, I mean, this is how crazy this is. That somebody calls into the show, and I'm looking at a name that says Brew from Chicago. Well, I know who this is. They send me emails, Brewhouse. And here's what's so ridiculously, it's not even funny, that somehow I want to remain anonymous. You call into a national program, do you think you're anonymous? You can call yourself Twinkle Toes if you want to. If somebody wants to know who and what you are and what you're doing, do you really think giving a phony name or not giving a name is going to make any difference whatsoever? And here's another thought on the subject. When I'm in the foxhole, I'm getting ready to take a bullet. Is Brew going to bail out because the stuff is getting too hot and heavy and he doesn't want to be killed? Because before he wanted to remain anonymous, now he wants to remain alive. So there's butts and elbows going over the hill. See ya! You know, I've got... Fred, thank you for your call. What you got?
Hey, did you get any calls in yet?
No, not a one. And that's why I'm going to quit asking for donations. And when the money runs out, the plug gets pulled. See ya! Not doing it anymore. Gentlemen, I'm losing my freaking mind.
Yeah.
Enough, enough. Enough is enough. And when you're sitting in your cold, damp hidey hole with nothing between you and the earth, and your butt's is just as cold as a gravedigger's butt, and you don't have any food, and because of past statements or organizations you've been a member of, or maybe you own a gun, when they're out there hunting you down like some rabid dog, remember my words. And I think it was somebody before that said these words. Either going to have to hang us all together, or they'll certainly hang us separately. Gentlemen, you guys have the last word. I'm out of here.
Okay.
All right, John. Thanks. Well,
I can understand his frustration.
It's, I do too. I understand.
You know, when you have bills to pay, and it's every household, when you have bills to pay and there's not enough money to pay them, it drives you insanity. And John's been going through this for, 20 years?
Yeah. Well, you got to admit, Ron, finances are what break up marriages a lot of times. I mean,
absolutely.
Finances are the number one reason for breakups. So I understand that. This is a worthy cause. It really is. And I remember when I discovered RBN, I think back in 2014, it's educated me. And our caller was correct. RBN is number one in information and accountable.
Yeah. Well, there's no donation too small is what I say.
I agree. I'd like to see people at least do the dollar a day. You know, that would help out quite a bit.
Do a dollar a week.
Well, dollar a day would be good. That's like your cup of coffee.
Get 100 people doing a dollar a week. I mean, if you've not contributed at all, a dollar a week is better than nothing.
I agree. Hey, thank you, Ron, for being on. And John, rest up. Go have a cold one. Kick back. Do it again tomorrow.
Yes. Good night, Steve.
Good night, Ron.
Good night, John.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.